All right, welcome to the Baylor offensive press conference. We are transcribing this, and the elves that are transcribing it are far, far away, so we're going to ask everybody raise hands. We're also going to ask everybody use a first and last name when addressing the panel. Let me first introduce the coordinators who will be each make a statement, and then they'll introduce their players. First, Randy Clements, offensive coordinator.
We're just very thrilled to be here and, looking forward to representing our university and our team and, trying to get this 10th win of the year for us. San Antonio, is an awesome place to visit and even better place to have a ball game. So very fired up about it.
Coach Clements, if you could talk about how the practice has been going, the mood of the team, please.
Okay. I'm Coach Montgomery. We're excited again to be here. Very fortunate to be here, happy to be here, excited to play Washington. They're a very good football team, looking forward to getting on the field with them. Great place, San Antonio, for not only our football team but for our fans, having a chance to travel and be here and be a part of this experience with us. A lot of them are here all week long, kind of making a Christmas vacation out of it. There's no better way to spend a Christmas than with your family, kind of on vacation, but also with the job to do, and we're excited about getting on the field and excited to play Washington.
Coach Montgomery, could you introduce your players that are with you today?
Here on my right, this is Lanier Sampson. You got Phillip Blake next to him, Robert Griffin, and then Terrence Ganaway. Lanier will be first, I guess, to speak.
Any questions? Lanier, why don't you talk about SeaWorld? You talked about that at post-practice, and you said you weren't really down with messing with dolphins or whales or coasters.
Well, today my job at SeaWorld, I was the cameraman today. I didn't ride too many rides. I rode the Steel Eel. And basically, me and another teammate just walked around, and he interviewed people while I was filming. So it was fun just seeing the other players, do activities and ride rides and just interview fans and see their perspective on the game and just their perspective of San Antonio in general.
Lanier Sampson, can you just talk about the receiving corps as a whole? There's a lot of teams that have one or two good receivers. You guys seem to have five or six that can go out there and catch balls. I know, Griffin likes that, obviously. But just talk about the core as a whole and how that helps you perform out there.
I mean, our core is very deep, and it's been deep for a few years. And, it's never enough balls for the 15 million receivers we have. And Griff has that problem when we come to him, be like, we're open. And it's like everybody's open all the time. So it's just, our receiving corps is depth. And then our leader, Kendall Wright, is, I feel like, the best receiver in the nation. And he kind of leads this receiving corps. And we just, you can't really just key on one player. So it's just good for our offense just having so many receivers as threats.
Terrence, can you talk about this being your last time putting on pads as a Baylor and where it's come from, back in the U of H days and the year off and what this last game means to you?
Means everything to me. I know it means a lot to the teammates that are also seniors. It's been a long time coming, but I'm glad to be here. Had a lot of unfortunate events, but I had a lot of great events that got me here. And I think you live long enough, you live and you see life and you experience life. And I believe I experienced a little bit of life. I'm going to miss it, but I'm eager to embrace the future and what all it holds.
Terrence, can you talk about that Texas Tech game when Robert didn't come out in the second half and kind of you were the workhorse in the 240 yards?
The O-line was the workhorse for the whole game. Robert was running well. Nick had time to throw. And when you're running through arm tackles, you should be a pretty good back. I heard a long time ago, a great O-line will make a okay back good. So I think I'm a good back behind a great O-line, and we've been playing really well all year, and I'm excited to see those guys get out to some big Washington guys this week. So it's going to be a tough match, but, I have full confidence in what they do and how they play, so excited about that game.
Phillip, Greg Johnson, you've started all 37 games in your Baylor career. How's it going to feel on Thursday going into your last one, starting it, and emotions high and everything?
It's going to be emotional because I've been with these two coaches here for a long time, and It's going to be a very emotional game for me, being my last and what I've gone through and where I came from, and kind of excited at the same time.
Robert, has your life changed since you won the Heisman, and do you have any weird stories about what happened to you in New York when you were there?
Yeah, life has changed, but the one thing you have to do is make sure it doesn't change who you are, and that's what I've tried to do. Just try to be as normal as I possibly can when I can be normal. That's at practice, hanging out with these guys, and, you know, they definitely keep me sane. I think the craziest thing might have been just the professionals out there trying to get autographs. You'd have kids roll up to you in a wheelchair, and then you sign autograph for them. 10 minutes later, they're running around looking for somebody else to get autograph from. So that was probably the weirdest thing.
How about Scarlett Johansson? Any dialogue you guys shared on Letterman?
Yeah, actually, she walked in. I told her that I thought she was beautiful. She said, thank you. And, you know, it was cool. Didn't want to ask her for a picture because I'm pretty sure she gets hassled to get pictures all the time. So I tried to respect that. But she's a cool person.
Hey, Robert. Kate Hieropoulos, Dallas Morning News. Following up on that, is it true that you've had security in Waco since you've got back? And then also, with Matt Barkley's decision at USC to stay, do you look at that and think, maybe you would want to return, or how far are you into that decision of if you're going to enter the draft or not?
As far as the draft goes, I'm still not thinking about that. Just trying to focus on what's in front of me, and that's this Washington team, playing with these guys, playing with a lot of these seniors for the last time, and, you know, that's crazy. Can't remember, what was the first question again?
Security.
I've had security, but, you know, they try to be as incognito as they possibly can. But, you know, that's life changes, and people are going to want a piece of you when you're doing great things. And so, you know, it's a good problem to have.
This question is for both Terrence Gannaway and Philip Blake. If you guys could talk about, you know, Robert gets a ton of the attention, obviously, but you led the Big 12 in rushing this year. A lot of people don't know that whatsoever about Baylor. They think RG3 is just thrown in, running all over the place without any backfield. Could you guys talk about specifically, you know, your year that you've had? Do you think you're underappreciated around the country? And Philip, just what it's been like to block for him and how good he's been this year.
Terrence, could you go first, please?
I was hoping that Phil would go first, you know, lead off of him. But anyways, I guess I'll be the lead blocker on this one. Philip and I and all those other receivers that, you know, rarely ever get mentioned in the headlines or anything like that, it doesn't bother us any bit because we're winning, and at the end of the day, it's all about Baylor and us winning a game together. I think Robert's acceptance speech, you know, pretty much summed up, you know, how we thought of each other as a team. You know, it's all about Baylor, you know, Waco, coaches, team, family. That's how we play. You know, you can't be selfish. There's no Cain and Abel here. It's all, you know, cheering on our teammates, ready to go out there and fight and win a game every down. I don't think we're underappreciated, and it really doesn't matter. As long as Washington respects us and we get respect when respect's due, then we're good to go. So with saying that.
Philip?
Like you said, everything that needed to be said. But I was getting my last year and blocking for these two guys. I guess it's been a good year. I don't know, I guess.
This is for Robert. Can you just talk about the confidence you guys are playing with right now as an offense? Just seems like y'all can't do much wrong right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't had perfect games by no means, but we've definitely been clicking on offense. You know, it's a byproduct of hard work. You know, we work hard in practice. We take pride in that. We go out every day and we give it our all. And it's got us to where we are today. So, you know, like we said, we don't apologize for what we do. You're not going to score unless you're trying to score. That's what Coach told me the other day. He keeps coming with all these great quotes. I got to write them down so I can remember. But, you know, it's been great. So I'm glad these guys could be a part of everything that we've done this year. And I'm glad I could share it with them.
Coaches, you're playing a team that's played Andrew Luck and Matt Barkley. When you go into that aspect as far as their defense, does that make you respect them more that they've played two high-profile quarterbacks, or is it just the same as any other game?
I mean, they played some good opponents, done well against all of them. We feel like from an offensive standpoint, we're a little bit different. We use our quarterback sometimes in a few different ways, but we have great respect for what they've done as a team and also as a defense, and we're just excited to get on the field and see how we match up.
Thank you, Coach Montgomery. Coach Clemens, can you talk about what this game would do for the program? Back-to-back bowl appearances, a win, a very big stage on Thursday night, of what the program's trying to get to?
Well, it's been a goal of ours from day one, you know, ever since last year. And, you know, we weren't really excited about the way that the season ended last year. So, you know, we set that in our mindset when we were working hard in the offseason and, you know, just progressed step by step towards it, you know, every game, you know, this season. Had some ups and downs, but our guys have really, you know, come together and played well down the stretch. And, you know, hopefully we have a little momentum and a little confidence going this game with us. We certainly feel that way in the locker room, you know, and when you get in the bowl games, it's, you know, it's pretty exciting playing a team you really don't have any history with. And, you know, you talk about the other athletes that they've played, you know, it's just, it's a chance to measure up, you know, and see, you know, see where you stand. So we're excited about that.
This is for Coach Clemens and Robert. What different things have you guys seen from defenses to try and slow you down? Have you seen everything possible that they could throw at you? And I guess what has been the most effective?
You know, we've seen a pretty mixed bag going, especially down the stretch. You know, we usually don't get too excited about what we see on film throughout the week, you know, when we've had a little bit more time to prepare for this game. But, you know, it makes you be a little bit cautious in game planning because you may not see what you've been seeing from a particular defense. And that's kind of been the case with the last few teams we played, certainly.
Robert?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what Coach is saying. We've seen a lot of different looks. And, you know, that's just the name of the game. People are going to try to adjust to stop you. And I think our team's done a great job, you know, every week, every time we play a game of you know, take what's given. You know, you see what's on the film, so you know what their base defense is, and whatever they go out there and do to you, you just have to adjust on the fly. Life's about adjustments, and we've done a lot of great adjusting throughout the season.
This is for both coaches. In looking, I see that Washington's defense, as far as pass defense, is at a historical low. They rank, I think, 114th nationally in pass defense. Do those numbers kind of lie? Do you think they might be better than the numbers might give them credit for?
Coach Clement? Well, I'll let Coach Montgomery handle the back-end portion of it, but I can tell you, you know, from I coach the offensive line, and from looking at those guys, you know, they're very capable, they're physical, they charge hard upfield, and, you know, we're in for a big challenge, you know, in this game. So, you know, I really don't look at the stats. Coach Montgomery can probably tell you a little bit more about the whole scheme of things.
From the stats point of it, you know, we don't really pay attention to that. Just from the simple fact, you know, we don't have a lot of history with a lot of teams that they've played, so you don't know how you match up as far as from a skill standpoint to their guys to our guys. I know when we flip on the tape, they're not giving up a lot of explosive plays. Their passing yards have kind of been dink and dunk. A few run after catches, but not the explosive things where you're just seeing the ball thrown down the field. So I think it's a little bit skewed in that sense when you're saying, I think you said they were 114. I think they're a much better pass defense than probably what that stat shows. Their secondary guys are very athletic, flip their hips, do a great job at the line of scrimmage, do a great job in the coverage, and they change their coverage quite a bit. So they'll do a good job. They'll keep us honest, and we just got to execute and take what they give us.
Any more questions for the table? Thank you.